This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We want to catch up with our guy down in Louisiana, T-Bob Hebert, and he joins us regularly during the football season, but as we know, things have been a little bit different, obviously, this offseason, and he's down there in Baton Rouge on 104.5 ESPN. T-Bob, before we get started, man, how are you and the family? I know, you know, Louisiana's kind of become a hotspot, so let's start there first before we get into some of the sports questions we want to ask you.
Yeah, it turns out Mardi Gras was just kind of the perfect breeding ground for this thing and kind of how it works in its little insidious ways. Thankfully, we're all good down here. Me and my family, I got a little 2-year-old daughter and a little, so I've been already pretty paranoid, and wife's a month away from giving birth, so we're on full-on quarantine and everything. But it's all good. I mean, it's all good so far. It's I don't know, man. For the nerds, it's actually almost my ideal life. Like, if everything wasn't crashing just monetarily all over the place, like, yeah, it's kind of awesome. I just do radio, and then I'm like immediately have to go home. I have no guilt about wanting to go home. I can play video games. I can like hang out. I can watch whatever I want. I mean, I'm just doing my social duty. So we're making the best of it down here for sure. But yeah, full on lockdown.
Right on. I'm all afraid, like most of us, the COVID-19 15 pounds we're going to put on. It's our man T-Bob Hebert on the WaitForIt.com hotline from down there, Baton Rouge. All right, T-Bob, because speaking of nerds, I've been total loser mode. I've done about 20 mock drafts now, and I want all LSU guys. I want them all. I want Cushenberry. I want Delpit.
Yeah.
I don't know about Chaisson, because we're a little scared off about that size guy at defensive end. But, I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire late. Patrick Queen. You got Christian Fulton. I mean, who are some of your favorite guys you think their game is going to translate to the NFL?
I'm glad that you said Cushenberry, because I think that he is someone that has a ton of potential to the next level, because, you know, physically he gets it. Or no, mentally he gets it. He was really, really impressed. I know the Lions coaches and who else was down there? It was the Bengals staff was down there at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, and they just had glowing remarks about him in the meeting rooms and everything. And he can play, and he can play physically. He's got like a 6'11 wingspan for a center, and he's a good communicator, good leader. Like, I think whoever Lloyd Cushenberry gets is getting a long time starting center in the NFL. And then, I mean, out of those other guys, the names, I mean, take your pick. I would say this, one reason why maybe Justin Jefferson is a bit more interesting than some people give him credit for. It's not just a good 40 time and all that. It's that a lot of these guys that you're naming, maybe not a lot, that might not be fair, but like a lot of people view Jefferson as one big year, right? He had this monster year this last year, and that's all he's done. But maybe the more impressive part of his resume is what he did in 2018 when LSU won the Fiesta Bowl, and their passing offense was, we're going to keep 7 to 8 guys in protection, send 3 out on routes and just throw it to Justin Jefferson every time. And he's still like, and in that being double teamed, he still managed to put up good numbers. And so I think that is a guy who, especially in the modern NFL, where it's a little less physical out there and the slot receivers become so much bigger. Like, I think he can play outside, inside. I think Justin Jefferson's going to be a beast.
What about Delpit, the safety? I've heard a lot about him, and obviously the corner. You know, on the defensive side, there are guys in that back half of the defense that, to me, are guys that are going to get drafted and be plug-and-play starters in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I would think so. That's his kind of, I guess, Delpit goes unmentioned there, just because I feel like that's been the idea with him for a while now, right? I mean, I know that this last year, even though he won the Thorpe Award, a lot of people were maybe a bit down on his play, but the potential, I mean, he played through a lot of injury this last year, and the potential, you saw junior year especially, like, he has the ability to be a top safety in the league, absolutely. And then Christian Fulton's interesting, because Derek Stingley got all the praise this last year, and he had the numbers, he had the picks, but that's kind of the burden that a true shutdown corner carries, is that he forces people to the other side of the field. And so here you had people who were watching game film of LSU, and they chose to consistently attack Derek Stingley Jr. over Christian Fulton. And you saw what Stingley did. He punished him, and still people wouldn't really go after Fulton. So, I mean, that's another guy who feels like a first round, like you said, like maybe day one NFL starter.
It is our man, T-Bob Hebert. Yeah, Bobby Hebert, son of man, who I'm so proud of. LSU center. I mean, I should say lineman, and then now a radio career. He's a rock star. What about linebacker? We need some weak side linebacker help. Well, what about a guy, Patrick Queen? He's considered, in some cases, the third best linebacker in some of these mock drafts. What do you think?
Yeah, Patrick Queen is a bit interesting. He is someone who you really have, not just this one year, but really the last half of this year, where you're like, whoa. And then it culminated in a national championship where he was all over the place. I mean, he was dominating. And it's, well, I will say this. What I really like about Patrick Queen from this last season is that during the offseason, during the spring going into this 2019 championship year, he actually lost his starting job. And there was all this talk of, like, transfer portals, he going to leave. He went into O's office. He said, look, coach, what am I doing wrong? Where do I need to prove? What can I do? And still by season's beginning, he wasn't a starter. And then he worked his way into that role, I think, like, when first, maybe the second week of the season. And then he just started playing better and better and better. And then he looked like the best defensive player on the field during that national championship game. So there is a little sample size risk there. When you're talking about modern NFL linebackers and the speed that you want, I mean, he has that top-tier speed, tackling ability, and he's very smart defensively. That Florida game, he got the final, the game-ending turnover on downs. The story goes that they lined up in some look that he had just studied during the week, and he knew they ran option out of it. Sure enough, he starts pointing his option. He ends up making the play, turnover on downs, LSU wins.
How much, or how scared should I say, were Saints fans at the idea that Breeze was going to step away for good? I know he said he wanted to think about it. We saw the Instagram post, but ultimately he comes back. But what was the conversation during that time period? Because we kept hearing about, you know, how they had a franchise quarterback in waiting. And we know that's not the case.
Well, you don't mean you don't trust Taysom Hill? Then he
no!
threw like 11 passes last year.
No,
no. I have never been on the quarterback of the future is on the roster bandwagon. I would say my old man is actually a bit higher on Taysom Hill as a pure quarterback than I would have expected.
Huh.
But no, I don't know. At least on my show, we didn't talk a lot about Drew maybe leaving. It just didn't really. Like, you know how there was a lot of smoke with the Brady stuff that now ended up being true? I didn't see a lot of that here. Kind of like everything you were kind of hearing through the grapevine was that he was probably going to return. Now, I will say this year, for whatever reason, I don't have any inside info or anything here, just organically, this year feels kind of like the final opportunity, the final all-in year when you just look at how everything's timing up and some of the moves that they're making. But yeah, I don't think there was. I don't think people were too concerned about that. All I know is that I need a football season because right now I have an NFC South where I'm going to watch Drew Brees and Tom Brady battle twice a year with their weapons. The Saints adding Emmanuel Sanders to that group, and then roaring out of Carolina, you have two of Louisiana's favorite adopted sons who are now coming. For revenge, they're coming to burn down the town that adopted them, and Joe Brady, the OC for the Panthers, and Teddy Bridgewater, who's now going to be their quarterback. Like, the NFC South is so full of storylines this season, and I just need football season to happen. I need it. So stay inside. Do whatever you have to do.
It's our man, T-Bob Hebert, doing a great job in radio in Louisiana, and the big fella breaking down the LSU draft picks and the Saints. I got to be honest with you, bro. You kind of done it, you know, with Mike Thomas, and then the other guys are like fish heads and rice, and now you go and you throw Emmanuel Sanders in the mix. And if Kamara comes back, we always thought Kamara looked like he was a step off last year. Is that offense back and rolling like a rock team? I should say like rock stars next year?
Yeah, I mean, they had it going pretty good in December. I would say the emergence of Jared Cook really kind of got that offense back to that form. At the end, it just didn't show up in the playoffs at all against the Vikings. But yeah, Kamara was off, man, and I don't know if that's – I mean, to me, the thing that I point to is no Mark Ingram. Him and Mark Ingram were a great 1-2 punch. And Mark Ingram could absorb a lot of the damage, a lot of the body blows, and set up Kamara in a lot of interesting ways. And while Latavius Murray had his moments, it just, I don't think the chemistry was there. The tandem wasn't quite there. And look, maybe Kamara's playing through injuries. So hard to like parse when guys are or aren't, because you're basically always injured in some way. But yeah, certainly I think Saints fans want to see him and a guy like Marshawn Lattimore, their cornerback on defense, get back to the form that they were in their first year, for Lattimore especially, and then even Kamara in year two. But, I mean, he's had two good years, one little step back. You give him a chance to come back even stronger this season. But I love adding Emmanuel Sanders, because Ted Ginn just was bringing nothing to the table at all. And I'm not saying Emmanuel Sanders is going to be what he was, but he doesn't have to be what he was. Because, like you said, you got Mike Thomas. You got Jared Cook. You got Kamara. Emmanuel Sanders is going to be playing that Willie Snead position. It's like I was talking about my show the other day, too. When you have a quarterback, it's like Matt Ryan as well. But like Drew Brees can make Dan Arnold dangerous, okay? So if he can make Dan Arnold dangerous, he can make Emmanuel Sanders still very damn good. And so I'm really excited to see how that – and they got a good O-line. So like that's what I'm saying. Everything's kind of lined up this year, where this really does look like the final push. And I actually think that's why Andrus Peat had a little more leverage at the negotiating table than a lot of us realize. And that's how he got that 5-year, $50-plus million deal.
Great stuff as always, T-Bob, man. Keep your family safe. Congrats on the baby that's coming. And we appreciate you joining us as always, man. Thanks so much.
All right, boys. Love it. Y'all have a great day. Stay safe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.